The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
Hi. Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. I'm Deepthi Bhaskaran, editor personal finance at Mint, and let me introduce you to some of my team members who'll help you on this journey. Neil Burate is a mutual fund reporter. Then there is Disha Sangvi, who looks at insurance. Dinesh Bhasin will declutter the world of banking. Nilanjana Chakravarti and Nidhi Sinha will give you smart advice on financial planning. Last but not the least, Renu Yadav will help with taxes and real estate. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
Coronavirus is spreading fast. According to the World Health Organization, there are as many as 79,331 confirmed cases globally, and on February 24th alone, 750 new cases were reported. There has been a sharp rise in the number of cases reported outside China as well. 300 new cases were reported outside China between Monday and Tuesday this week. On Monday, Italy too reported a total of 229 cases and 6 deaths. I'm Disha Sangvi from Mint's personal finance team, and on this episode of Why Not Mint Money, I'll answer some pertinent questions that you might have about your travel insurance as the novel coronavirus casts a shadow on those traveling to China and its neighboring countries. Before I move on, note that most airlines based in India have suspended operations to China given the severity of the situation. However, some global airlines are still flying to China via India. If you're someone who can't avoid traveling to China or a neighboring country, you may want to buy a travel insurance policy to ensure your emergency medical and travel expenses are covered. Do take a close listen. Will your medical expenses be covered under travel policy if you travel to China? Right now, as the treatment of coronavirus suspicious cases is happening under government facilities, a claim may not arise. But even otherwise, your travel insurance may not cover the expenses as the government has issued an advisory asking people to avoid going to China. Therefore, if you're traveling to China post the advisory issued by the government, you're unlikely to be covered by your travel insurance. Sweetie Salve, Vertical Head Claims Medical Management, Bajaj Alliance General Insurance said, in case a person commences travel after being well aware of the situation and without the knowledge of the insurer to a country where an advisory related to health or any political issue has been issued by either the Indian government or the local government of that country or the World Health Organization, the policy will not come into force. What if you get infected in transit? In case you're traveling to some other country and get infected in transit, you will be covered by your health insurance policy. Will you get a cover against flight cancellation charges if you cancel or reschedule your trip? If you want to avoid the risk of getting infected and cancel or reschedule your trip to China or any of the affected countries, it is unlikely that your travel insurer will cover you for the loss due to cancellation of tickets. Tarun Mathur, Chief Business Officer, General Insurance, PolicyBazaar.com said, "The virus outbreak is not covered in most standard travel insurance plans. However, if you've opted for the cancel for any reason clause, then some level of trip cancellation protection may be available. Recouping all the losses associated with trips cancelled due to coronavirus fears are far from guaranteed." Can you get a new policy to cover your travel to China? Here again, insurance companies have differing views, but the chances are high that you may not get a new policy. Salve said, "Considering the safety of travelling members and to discourage travel to coronavirus-affected countries, we have advised to avoid issuing new policies to China, Hong Kong and Macau in the wake of an advisory issued by the government. In case any emergency travel is to be undertaken and insurance has to be opted, it will go through the underwriting process. This will continue till the advisory is withdrawn." Some other insurers said they are not declining people approaching them to buy a travel insurance policy for China. Insurance companies seem to be assessing the situation in terms of which part of China the person is traveling to and the reason for travel to decide whether the policy must be issued or not. We advise you to check with your insurer independently and do your own due diligence. That's all from us on this episode of Why Not Mint Money. Thanks for tuning in.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HTSmartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was an HTSmartcast original.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.